This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Just a reminder that Diet Starts Tomorrow is a podcast for entertainment purposes only. It is not a medical podcast and does not constitute medical advice. Always seek the advice of a physician or a health professional. Betches Media presents
Diet Starts Tomorrow.
But I stand behind my decision to avoid salad and other disgusting things.
With hosts Remy Casimir.
I'll have what she's having.
And Emily Lubin.
Remember, chew like you'd have a secret.
We're here to amuse
your boosh.
Hello, and welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Emily.
And I'm Remy. And today we have a scoop du jour and a class smasher pass. But we're also going to acknowledge some reviews.
I've been dreading this.
I know. Honest. But here's the thing. I've been wanting to do it for a while because I never want you guys to think that we're like not listening to you or that we don't care what people are saying. Like there are some reviews that I am like, you are correct. I don't make enough money from comedy.
I do still live at home.
I am apartment hunting. Have you heard? The real estate market in New York is not good.
Yeah, it's not great.
So the first one, we've already kind of talked about the vaping episode that a lot of people were like, oh, you guys are encouraging vaping. Like, I'm so sorry that some of you took that away from it because we don't want anyone to start if they haven't already. It was just to like have a kind of conversation about something that we do think is a health issue. Like,
yeah.
That's why it's on a health and wellness podcast, because we're like, this is something we actively harm ourselves with every single day.
And we're not the only ones.
Yeah, no, a lot of people did feel like a lot of solidarity in that episode. And they were like, oh my God, like I've been thinking about quitting for a long time too. And like, you know, like, so I'm happy about that. But yeah, it did suck that some of you were like, how could you like be pro? Like we're not. We are people who vape.
There might have been some jokes. Like we might have made some jokes. Like
jokes do happen.
You know,
they're not always good.
They're not always good. But that's, you know, it just doesn't always hit. And
yeah,
that's like what you know.
And then,
but we might have made some jokes like a good vape and a coffee. You know what I mean? But like that's just. That
it's
doesn't,
just how we're feeling about the thing.
Yeah,
people. I mean. There are addicts that talk about their thing that they used to use and what those times were like. It doesn't mean that they're like, and I would go back today.
Yeah, actually, I saw Eminem make a speech at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction. And he was like telling his daughter to cover her ears because he's a recovered addict. Mm-hmm. And he was like, those drugs were so delicious,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And like, there is something to that. Mm-hmm. Like you wouldn't get addicted to something if there wasn't something.
Exactly. There's an honesty in that. Right? Like where it's like, of course, this is the thing that happened, but it's not what I want to continue happening. And for me, I've not openly said like, I think I'm addicted to these vapes. So that was a big step for me. And I think it was for you too. Look at you. You're on zero nicotine now.
I'm on zero nicotine now. Yeah,
no. I got bullied into caring about your body.
I know, right? I haven't admitted it to my own family. Like
yeah.
that was a big deal for me. And I actually did think it could potentially help
some
people.
And I think it might. But again, if you are somebody who doesn't vape, maybe that episode is not necessary.
Right. And actually, that's like a bigger thing that I
maybe
wanted
to. Maybe we should have done a thing at the beginning being like, if you don't.
Don't listen because it'll
listen.
Make you
yeah.
want
I honestly.
No, yeah. I mean, that's not a terrible idea. It's just hard to protect everybody from everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I do sometimes feel guilty when I'm like, oh, like, should I have been protecting people from this? I know that's not really my job. But I think a general thing that I have gotten really good at, because I listen to a lot of podcasts. I love podcasts. And I've listened to them since I was 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Like
I don't listen to any
podcasts. Remy doesn't listen to podcasts, but I'm like I'm an OG podcast nerd.
Yeah.
Like I was into podcasts and would like put headphones in at sleepovers and not mm-hmm. tell anybody. Over the years, there have been some podcasts that have changed, mm-hmm. whether it's the hosts or the content or mm-hmm. the general vibe mm-hmm. after going on for many years, and they haven't aligned with me anymore for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And I've had to, you know, either step away or maybe reduce my listening, or there are even some shows that I love. Like there's one that I've gotten into that's all about celebrity gossip and blind items and stuff like that. And the host is a conspiracy theorist. So sometimes she'll do episodes like, do aliens live in our oceans?
Right.
And I don't listen to those because it doesn't align with me. I'm not into conspiracy theories. Oh, and
interesting. So you were never an ancient aliens kid?
No, not okay. really. Like I do, I am kind of into UFOs. I am kind of into aliens, but like I don't, it's a degree of it that I'm not.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really care.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's okay.
Yeah.
There can be some topics that you don't really care about and you really don't have to listen. It doesn't need to align with you. But I will not be
also,
offended.
Also, even if it's like there's a point of view that you don't agree with or an opinion or whatever, like we genuinely do try to get you good facts. And like I know I started this podcast, like I start most of my podcasts as the idiot that wants to learn, ask a bunch of smart people stupid questions and learn that way. And like, of course, there are going to be stupid things said, but I do trust, we both trust you guys as an audience to make those choices for yourself of what you believe. Like, you can watch Ancient Aliens and go totally into it. You can also watch it and be like,
this is fucking
I'm gonna
nuts.
Go with my own Egypt pyramid story.
Right.
You know, like that is up to you 100%. Not everyone we have on is going to say everything that we agree with.
Mm-hmm.
I have had full episodes on my other podcast that I call chonk episodes where people know that I don't agree with that person. But again, we trust your discernment that you can listen to these things.
But you know, regardless, I mean, hearing different philosophies
exactly.
and different perspectives,
yeah.
it does get you thinking.
100%.
Need to agree with all of it. You can listen and make up your own mind.
And
that's
also
the beautiful thing about having a brain.
If that is the beautiful thing about having a brain.
But you know what? I think you're right, because when this is a health and wellness podcast, health and wellness is such a broad category. There mm-hmm. are so many different philosophies within mm-hmm. that and so many different avenues. So we want to present a lot of them. We want
yeah.
to hear a lot of different
yeah.
ways of thinking. And you just couldn't possibly agree with all of that.
Totally. Like if there was a correct way to think about food and eating and fitness and stuff, we would have gotten there already. Like there would be a collective mindset of like, this is the way to do things. But and it's the same thing with like politics. Like, there isn't a clear answer yet. That's why there are so many opinions about stuff.
And much like politics, in this hot button topic
mm-hmm.
that riles a lot of people up,
mm-hmm.
oftentimes people spend so much time going at each other's throats
mm-hmm.
that we can't even reach any kind of resolution because we're just calling each other idiots constantly and not hearing other people's perspective.
I have never been called an idiot as much as I have been called in these reviews. And honestly,
I know.
I will say it's been a little bit of like exposure
humbling.
Therapy.
Yeah.
No, like everything that I was worried about starting this podcast has happened and we've survived it, which has been okay.
Mm-hmm.
But like the workout classes, here's the thing. Okay. One person was like, you guys don't like take your bodies seriously or whatever. Or like, what was the thing? It was like, somebody said like, these people clearly like don't care about their health or their bodies. And I wanted to be like, welcome to the podcast. Cause I really signed on because I'm like, I don't care enough. I don't invest enough in my own health. I've been thinking about this from a thinness perspective the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
My body has not been a temple. It's been a prison.
Yeah.
So thank you for seeing me. and the thing with the workout class is that they're like, oh, you guys aren't prepared or whatever. Like, me personally, getting to these classes is like pulling teeth. The fact that I'm even showing up, and I do like it when I get there.
Yeah.
But I think I have a disassociative thing where I'm like, if I don't look up the class, I won't be as afraid of the class.
Yeah. Like the more you think about the class, the more you dread it.
Mm-hmm.
And we always say like the hardest part is getting there.
Getting
right?
there.
The hardest part is. And
that being said, I should wear better. I should always wear my sneakers. And I need better bras. So if you guys have recommendations for bras that like actually hold you in place and like anything for ankle supports, please send my way so that I'm prepared for every class.
send it straight to her.
Yeah.
I wear cloth shaped like a bra. So yeah, like these workout classes, we're doing them as people who don't normally go to a lot of classes. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to be the layman people showing mm-hmm. up to these workout classes. Like, yeah, I don't do a ton of research before.
I think it's a good thing to learn from our mistakes because, you know, you might show up to core yoga, but if you heard both of us being, I mean, you actually were quite appropriately dressed.
Yeah.
But like, show up in sweatpants like I did.
Right. Like I didn't know it was going to be hot yoga.
Yeah.
And I actually got a DM from somebody saying like, don't feel bad. I didn't know it was going to be hot yoga yeah. the first time. It's not that fucking weird
we
that I didn't
these
know
mistakes
it was hot.
So that you don't have to.
Yes.
You know, like this
we're
is literally.
Martyrs, essentially.
No, but it's how I've learned everything. It's, and I am sorry that I have to bring up the orgasms because you don't like sex, but some of you really love it. But that's how I learned, asking stupid questions and doing stupid stuff and not knowing anything.
Yeah.
You know, like
it's fun to just show up to a workout class. Like, it's not that fucking serious.
Uh-huh. And if we can do it, you can do it.
And you can do it. It's
yeah.
so true.
Yeah.
It's so true because I never feel capable of doing anything.
Especially that choreography, man, when I put you in the
oh
front.
Oh, my God. I don't want to think about it. Yeah. I mean, one last thing that I just want to say is, like, we're not, like, training to be Navy SEALs. So stop saying we don't have what it takes. It's a podcast. It's a podcast, guys. It's a free podcast.
See, that's one of the ones that I'm like, you're right. My imposter syndrome has been saying this the whole
like,
time.
It's just such a ridiculous thing to me. Like, they don't have what it fucking takes. It's like, okay, is this the Hunger Games? Like,
yeah.
Everybody needs to calm down.
No.
Take a deep breath.
Yeah. And I do want to, maybe one more thing is, a lot of you have said that you wish that we were more normal people, that we had more normal jobs. And I do too. I wish that I did not need this to be my fulfillment. No, but also I don't think that a person who's not in entertainment would be interested about talking about this very hot button subject matter that is very polarizing, where some of you are still trying to diet, some of you are trying to unlearn unhealthy dieting and disordered eating. Like, this is something that a lot of people really can't get on board together with.
Right.
So a normal person would not subject themselves.
I guess I don't really know how it would be different. I mean, if I had a 9-to-5 job, I probably wouldn't be able to come in here for a Tuesday recording. But maybe I could like shed
some
light.
Also, you assume that comics don't have 9-to-5 jobs? Like, they're poor.
I've had jobs. Trust me. I've had many jobs. I've had many.
I might have been your real estate agent.
I've had many low paying jobs where, you know, I had a boss and yeah, I've totally had that experience.
It is different. Like, they are going somewhere. They have more regular schedules.
Yeah.
We don't have that. That would be interesting to hear from. I just don't think a normal person would have the time or would want. They wouldn't want these fucking reviews.
Right? Imagine you have to go to work and you have to read these reviews.
Yeah.
God.
I'm good on that, though.
I don't think we need to say anything
else.
I'm
glad we talked about this. And we do. Those of you who have been supportive, we love you. And we still love you if you don't like us. We really do.
Yeah, no, I...
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, and you can hate listen, too. I'm fine with that.
Fuck yeah. Oh, I'm going to hate watch the new cast of Real Housewives of New York. I'm upset that they're replacing them. I don't care about these new people. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to hate watch it. And
there is
I
something
might
really fun about hate watching
Hell
things.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, it's a different kind of satisfaction. So, listen, if I can do that for you, that's a service.
If you're like, oh, my God, they're so cringe. Thank God I'm not.
Woohoo! I'm going to eliminate the word cringe from my vocabulary because it's lost all its meaning. It's like different things are cringe to different people.
Yeah.
Oh, there's one more thing that like a lot of people seem to think that we're like, I don't even know what it really means, but quote unquote Gen Z speechifying everything. No, this is just the way I talk. In fact, I don't understand the way that Gen Zers speak.
When people say like, oh, they don't know if they're Gen Z or 40, it's like, you're just calling us 30. And
right,
like,
and that's what we are. I'm 32.
I'm 33.
Remy's 33.
Yeah.
If I talk like a 40-year-old, I guess that means I'm mature.
Yeah. I've always felt a weird blend of too old and baby. So again,
yes.
Thank you for seeing us. Should we get on to...
We're just going to touch on this.
We're just going to touch on it. And you were mean. No, you were fine.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo Boric Acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo Dual Protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on AZOPRODUCTS.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more.
Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun, but the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
We have a scoop du jour. Speaking of mean stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And speaking of Bravo casting. So I've been very involved in Scandoval, as everybody knows. Emily, you watch Vanderpump Rules as well.
Oh, yeah.
James Kennedy, through this whole Scandoval, has really come out as like a shining beacon. And some people have been like, he is the number one guy in this group now. He's the one who's always telling it how it is.
Wait, can you explain to me why? Because I actually didn't realize
that. Because he first of all, he's been doing DJ sets and he's been playing the boy's a liar, but he's been saying Sandoval's a liar, Sandoval's a liar, and like that. He's just very raw, and he says how the situations he perceives how they're going or whatever. And usually it's on our side. And he's like
supporting Ariana.
Yeah. Of course.
I mean, everybody is. The whole cast. Everybody is. Yeah. Except for Schwartz.
I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
Yeah. So everyone's like fawning over James, myself included. And then I'm always brought back to the fact that James Kennedy is one of the most fat phobic people that we've ever seen on Vanderpump Rules, to the point that he got asked to leave or like kicked out of working there because he said Katie didn't look good in shorts because she's gained weight or
those
whatever.
Those shorts aren't working for you, babe.
Yeah, maybe you want to lose some weight.
At their place of employment.
Right, which, I mean, they do everything there.
Right, and
they
it's
bang
also
there, they fight there, they do everything
it's
there.
It's also a reality show.
Yeah, but he, in that time, was reprimanded for that, and he's gotten better at speaking about, he doesn't say the D word or the S word, dumb or stupid. You know, he is able to curb himself.
I like how you said
that's what he says. He goes, I'm not going to say the D word or the S word. And then they're like, what is that? And he's like, dumb or stupid.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
but so he's progressed.
But he still makes fat phobic comments. He's always talking about Lala being like, oh, and you were just with the fat man because you could afford your Range Rover or whatever. What else did he say? Well, his fight with Max, Lisa's son, when
he
was
kept
like
calling him
rage,
a fat fuck.
You fat fuck. Yeah.
That was really messed up.
Fucked up.
I actually have felt for Max probably the most out of anybody on that show because he just seems like a nice boy. Like,
just a little nepo baby.
I mean, he is a little nepo baby, but he just seems like, you know, he's a nice boy. He's just trying to make his way in the world.
Yeah.
And he's getting caught up in, like, no one needs to have James Kennedy calling them a fat fuck. You know?
Nobody.
And they're best friends.
Yeah. And
allegedly.
Katie also had long running issues with body image. Like,
yeah.
I think it's like crazier to say, especially to a woman in that industry where like your looks are very important or they, you know, Max is working in the back.
Yeah.
And he's a man or whatever. So like the misogyny element compounds it, I think. But he said something recently that I was like, again?
James, if you ever do that again,
yeah,
it's not going to be good for you.
What are
you
going to do?
It's not going to be good for you.
Oh, it's not going to be good?
It's not going to be
good. Why do you keep making jokes about me then? Why do you keep making funny jokes?
If you ever do it again, I'm going to put you in a f***ing headlock.
Yeah, good. Go on, let's see it, fat boy.
Say, please.
Let's see it.
On this show, when there's so much moral failing, like the thing that you can say is like fat man.
Yeah, James to me is one of the best reality characters that has ever existed.
Mm-hmm. I love him. That's the thing.
He's a great foil. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's just a foil to everybody.
Yeah.
But he does, you know, say some really problematic shit. And like sometimes it is just to get a rise out of people.
Yeah.
But you don't call people fat in a derogatory way that many times. And if it's not a deeply held belief.
Yeah. And I think it is. And I think he has the capacity to unlearn this too. I'm just always like shocked by it that I'm like, you literally got fired for this. Like Jax didn't even get fired when like he broke up with Laura Lee after her AA meeting, like, which is like morally horrible.
Yeah. And I forgot about that until you reminded me before the mics were on. But yeah, that was insane.
Insane. But I had Ariana on How Come years ago when the firing was happening. And I was like, isn't this crazy that like he's getting fired? Not crazy. I was like, isn't it a bit of a double standard that he's getting fired for this, but then Jax hasn't been fired for anything. And she's like, nobody stood up to, like, nobody said, I won't work here.
Mm-hmm.
And Katie put her foot down and was like, I won't work here if you're saying things to people like that.
Yeah. And Katie is an important part of the show, too.
Yeah.
Like, Laura Lee was not a mainstay of the show. So maybe that impacted it, too. But Katie also, I used to not care for Katie that much, and I've really come around to her.
I've been watching the show now with like a pro Katie lens and like watching past seasons and stuff, and I'm like, this woman has really gone through a lot.
And she advocates for herself.
Yes.
Like, she, nothing that anybody has ever said, whether it's a friend or not a friend, has stopped her from expressing how she feels. And I think that's admirable.
Yeah.
Especially,
and James has become close with her, like through that situation. He got a lot better with it. But then I think he still has some loose lips, which give us really good sound bites.
But they sink ships.
But they sink ships. Or they just like expose that the fat phobia is still there. And like,
yeah.
Of course it is. On one hand, it's West Hollywood. And
I mean, this is a man who has a lot of problems. The way that he acts when he drinks is not great for anybody involved.
Oh my God. Him getting that 151 in his eye, though.
Oh my God.
Was the funniest shit I've ever seen.
I rewound and rewatched it 6 or 7
it's
times.
It's so funny. And then Allie like making fun of it, being like, oh.
And then everybody trying not to laugh.
Yeah.
Like I love watching people try not to laugh when something really embarrassing happens, but like that person might be in pain.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm looking forward to the growth of James Kennedy. I think he'll go onward and upward, especially if he's aligning himself with Ariana, who's also super body positive and has undone a lot of self-hate.
She's talked about things over the years that are actually insanely brave, like being repulsed by her own body, being repulsed by her own vagina.
For more on that, listen to the Vanderhump Rules on How Come.
Definitely do. I want to listen to that episode now.
It's good. She also calls him stinky in it twice, which is like a big scandal. No, Sandoval.
Oh.
Like I heard a big Sandoval rumor that like he smells bad or whatever. And
it
then
seems, I believe that he doesn't shower.
Yeah.
Like if you say that to me, I don't have a hard time believing that.
Yeah.
Or like doesn't use deodorant. Well, he seems like one of these LA people that like loves their own musk.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Moving on to class smash or pass.
Woo!
This is an interesting one. I'm actually so anxious to hear what you thought about this.
Yeah.
Because I thought it could go either way.
Mm.
We both tried Dance Body last week.
Yeah, had never heard of it before.
I had never heard of it either. Basically, Dance Body is a class that you can take in New York City, but they have different variations of it. Mm-hmm. So the one that I took was called Dance and Sculpt.
Mm-hmm.
And that one was half dance cardio. So you're constantly moving. And there is a little bit of choreography and then half strength exercises.
Did you
on
use
the
that
floor.
Little Pentagon weight?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
So it was.
I saw that. I didn't do that in my class.
I was
so
confused by it.
Okay.
So, there were these floor mats that we used. And this is actually what I found a little bit challenging about Dance Body was it seemed to have its own language and certain things that people in the class knew to do, but I didn't know to do them.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing was, there was a floor mat that we used that was shaped like a hexagon. I think it was a hexagon. Or a pentagon. Who knows?
Yeah.
It had sides. And the sides were numbered and they had to go a certain way, but I was using it upside down and didn't know.
No.
Yeah. But like, I mean, it wasn't that big of a deal, but that kind of was happening throughout the class that like the instructor would say something and everybody knew what she was talking about, but I didn't.
Mm-hmm. But wait, did you use that same shaped weight?
So the weight was kind of like brass knuckles. It was kind of like you hold
it. But it wasn't a pentagon.
It wasn't shaped like a pentagon.
Okay, because they have a pentagon weight that looked like it was like their signature weight. And they were doing that in the class that I saw before I went
Okay. Did you guys use weights? So tell me what kind of class you went to.
No, so my class. So there's two different dance body dance classes. One of them, it's like every 3 months you're learning a bunch of different dances and like it starts in the beginning of the month and you go throughout the month and then you learn them better and better every
to me that sounds fun like that's basically an, like an adult dance class.
Yeah and then the one that I did was hip-hop, which is a monthly thing that starts in the beginning of the month and then by the end of the month everybody knows the dance. So
wait, but were you were there at the end of the month?
Exactly.
Oh god.
Which was not my fault and it's honestly no one's fault, but I still had fun.
Yeah, so
this hip-hop class was bomb.
But Were you lost? Like
totally lost. And I took videos of myself and like it's worse than I anticipated.
I can't take videos of myself in the classes. Like you do such a good job and I can't fucking do it. It's so.
If I can't do the workout proper, I'll get that content.
Yeah, but, true. I mean, it is a nice break sometimes.
Exactly. I'm like, oh, sorry, I'm setting up. I'm not just winded. There's like, how many dances did we maybe do? Like 15 or whatever.
Okay.
And they were all to like amazing songs and stuff. So that always keeps me going. It's like I'll be singing along and stuff. And again, if I couldn't figure out the choreography, the same thing that we were doing with 305, I would just like do something else.
Yeah.
Like do some of jumping or.
That's what I've realized in the dance specific classes is it's really just a form of cardio. So yeah, like is
but
it
I
a
feel
little
bad because the other people like might get like fucked up or be like, who is this?
Yeah. And I just want to do everything right.
Yeah.
Like, you and I, Virgos, perfectionists. Mm-hmm. We want to do everything perfect, but you just can't, okay? Mm-hmm. Especially if you're going to this class and you're not a regular.
Yeah.
I just have to remind myself the point of this is to get my heart rate up.
Yeah.
So I don't have to be doing it perfect every time. But is it a little bit embarrassing when I keep fucking up the steps? Yeah, but I'm already here.
I hate it for like what the class looks like too. Everybody was so in sync. And then I'm on the like, I'm Eloise, I'm six and I shit in the garage. Like,
I know. It's like everybody else is in a music video and you're like an Oompa Loompa.
Yeah. It was horrible. I mean, but I had fun. And as you, the dances themselves are repetitive. So you might mess it up the first three go arounds, but then by the end, it's like Ronda Jam. Kickball change.
Yeah. And then when you nail it, you really nail it. Mm-hmm. Like that is a really good feeling. And mm-hmm. I think I said this after 305, but it's just something so satisfying about like throwing your body around.
Yeah.
Like, because these, at least the dances that I was doing in the dance body class, mm-hmm. mine was a little bit different than Remy's, but
yeah. Well, you only had to dance for half, thank God.
Yeah. Only 30 minutes. But, you kind of use your whole body. And I think they're trying to get the blood flowing and they're trying to get your heart rate up. So like you throw your arms and throw your legs and like it does feel really good even when I'm not doing it exactly mm-hmm. right.
Also that, a kickball change. Like when else in life am I going to do that? And I just love to see. I'm like, ooh.
I love a grapevine.
I look cute. Ugh, yeah.
It's a grapevine just feels right.
Mm-hmm. Also, what I will say about this class is I showed up a half hour early. I was wrong about my time in the other way.
Oh, God, Remy.
Listen, things happen.
You know what, Remy? It's better to be an hour early than a minute late.
But here's my point. I was mad because I had been waiting for a half hour. I was mad at myself. I was just mad. I didn't want to be there. I like saw them using that weight. I was like, I have to use a fucking weight.
Yeah, you just had a chip like, on your shoulder.
I just got, and the class was so good that I felt good after. You know what I, like,
that's
it
amazing.
Totally changed my mood.
My critique of the way that the class was set up,
mm-hmm.
and this is tough because part of it is not a critique. Part of it is praise.
Mm-hmm.
It's the thing that I think makes the class great and also could potentially be a problem and did turn out to be a problem for me.
Go on.
The instructors do the entire workout with you.
Yeah.
So, you know, instead of, because some of these other classes that we've talked about,
mm-hmm.
the instructor will teach like 17 classes a week.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds really impressive and like it's so much. But really, they're not doing 17 workouts a week. They're just
coming through and adjusting people.
Yeah, adjusting people and standing up there and instructing mm-hmm. and maybe doing some of the moves. And it's not really the same.
Maybe they have a favorite that they put on the bike as the example.
Right, always.
I've always wanted to be that person, but like that's not
I actually
happen.
Don't because I don't want the spotlight to be on me.
Right. I just want to be chosen, but then I want to say, no, thank you.
No, thank you. I'm too humble.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you'll live out that fantasy one day. I really hope so. But yeah, so they do the whole workout with you.
Mm-hmm.
Part of that, I think, is really inspiring. And I think it's like really cool that I'm not only is this person telling me everything that I need to be doing, but she's actually doing the whole workout with mm-hmm. me. I'm talking the cardio, the dance, the floor stuff.
The whole workout.
It's impressive. Don't make fun of me.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Emily. She does the jumps. She does the sachets. She does the hands.
She also, no, you know what I like about them doing it?
What?
Is they show you how to do it like with a little pizzazz.
Style. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. My instructor, Veronica, I'm obsessed with her.
Yeah.
She is 25 years old. She's fabulous. She's young and hot and in New York City, and I kind of want to be her. She has such style when she dances, mm-hmm. and I just wish that I could do that. It's just such a skill. But the downside of that is mm-hmm. I didn't really know that I was doing everything correctly. Mm. And I will say the next day I had really bad neck and shoulder pain.
Yeah.
And I know that I did something wrong.
Yeah.
And it's not her fault. She's supposed to be doing the whole workout. Yeah. But when you're doing such varied movements, it's really easy to do something wrong or to pull a muscle mm-hmm. or to like favor your one side over the other or put more pressure on your neck or
yeah.
So that was one thing that I was like, oh, like I like that she was doing the workout, but also if she was paying a little more attention to like what I was doing, mm-hmm. she could have corrected me.
Yeah. Or if she had like a TA or something.
Yeah, that would work.
Yeah.
So I did find that that was a negative.
Okay.
And a con, first, as they say.
Yeah. So if somebody, it's like you want to be adjusted, don't expect that at Dance Body. Mm-hmm. Or maybe just be like, am I doing this? I don't know if you could stop the class or whatever.
I think it would be really hard because the music's really loud yeah. and they're jumping around like the Energizer Bunny.
Yeah. Who again, doesn't jump.
No, he bangs the drum. He bangs the drum.
But I'm sure he, in his downtime, he jumps. Yeah.
It's just not, he's not contracted to jump.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Was this a smash or pass for you?
I think it's a smash, and I would like to start it in the beginning of the month with everybody else. I love, like, I really feel like I'm back in that culture of, like, it's a dance class.
Yeah.
Everybody stretches before. We all curtsy to the teacher when we're done and say thank you, and then we see each other another week or whatever. Like, I would love to do that.
It's adorable.
And, yeah, just, like, learn those dances better because the people that knew it, like, every other person was phenomenal.
And were these complicated moves? Like, do you think if I went...
I don't think that they are complicated at their core. I think they don't devote enough time to teaching it because it's assumed by this week, everybody knows it.
Yeah.
So she did know I was new. So she would do like a mini thing being like, okay, it's going to be like a Ron DeJean kickball change or whatever. And then like this and this and this and this, whatever.
It's my literal nightmare.
And yeah, most of the class, I felt like I did marking it, not doing it full out.
Okay.
Because I was still trying to like learn it.
Yeah. And honestly, that's more than a lot of people could do under those circumstances.
Yeah. Still
but
sweated.
But if you were going the whole month,
yeah,
it would probably be a hard smash.
Hard smash.
I would really actually like to try one of those. Like I said, I love the energy and the style of dancing. It's hard to explain, but you use your whole body, at mm-hmm. least in the class I took. Was it kind of like that?
We had like very typical hip hop moves.
Okay.
But that's also fun. There was a lot of traveling across the floor for cardio.
See, I like that. Like yeah. It's like kinetic energy yeah. getting, it's just awesome. So I would like to try that. Like an adult dance class sounds dope.
Mm-hmm.
This particular class I took, I will have to pass.
That's okay.
Because it caused physical pain.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's an automatic pass
and
for me.
And not good sore.
No.
Tweak sore.
No, like I needed a lot of self-soothing after yeah. that. I was using therapy balls. I'm fine now, but yeah, the neck and shoulder pain, I just can't.
I know.
I can't tolerate it. So that's going to be a pass for me.
Yeah. Let's start dancing.
Yeah. But guys, if you would like to try Dance Body,
mm-hmm.
we actually have a code for you guys.
It's amazing.
The code is amazing. It's 50% off one in-studio class in New York City and 50% off 1 month of Dance Body Live streaming, which is their virtual classes.
Yep.
And that includes access to daily live classes and on-demand workouts.
And that code is DBBETCHES. That is DB Betches, Dance Body Betches. 50% off. And also, yeah, I didn't know that they had online ones. Maybe I would do that so I wouldn't distract the other people.
You know, I actually did know because they were filming in the studio when I went in.
Oh, cool.
For the live classes. So I guess they do the physical classes in this studio and also film them for people at home, which is pretty cool.
Killing two birds with one stone.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. This is for new clients only, just so you guys know. To sign up, go to dancebody.com and use code DBBETCHES.
You guys, that's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. And be sure to send your questions to dst@betches.com to get them answered.
Follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram. And if you like this episode, please write us a review and say something nice. We need it. And don't forget to check out our DST merch on shop.betches.com. And of course, follow me at Lubination.
Follow me at Remy Casimir. And you guys, we're always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, and Aliza Zinn. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Aliza Zinn. Guest booking by Ali Friedlander.
Be sure to follow Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com or your voicemails to 212-287-5650.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like home-style meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com. EFOODS.com. Betches.